Yeah, taking the, well, you were talking about you had a, mount that you could clip to the table and put an antenna on and all that kind of stuff. That's what you need. SO239 and all that. Got's one of them, too. So, anyway.
Well, I have that setup, that antenna. I can't remember the guy was making them. So it's got a adjustable coil. It does 2 meter all the way to, I think it does 80. Maybe not quite 80. Maybe only to 40. But it's got an adjustable. It's got an adjustable load with a set screw and ground plane that you put out, and I just, you know, I still have it, telescoping antenna, but I never really had too much luck. Just the front end of that 706 MTG was just, it was horrendous, so I never really had too much luck on it, so but I still have it. I can use that. It's a nice antenna, and it's great because it's tunable. You can make it resonant wherever you're at, on up to, I think it's 40.
Yeah. Max, tune for maximum noise.
Yeah. But, I don't know. We're in the middle of nowhere. I don't know, the ASUS that I've had experience with, the HF rigs just had such a, even ICOM, just a, well, that new one that Max has got, that was really soft, that 7300, that was really nice, but, I don't know, not a good experience with that Mark 2G. Looking forward to getting out in the, in nature with something else to try out.
That's what Charlie's for. Charlie Bravo. Okay. That's 706, as you know, is very well sought after, so there must have been something wrong. If it had S9 or, you know, 40 over noise 24/7, there must have been something wrong.
Yeah. There must have been. That was only on HF. You know, 2 meter. That's why I originally bought it, was for 2 meter sideband on the low end. That's why I originally got it. And when I got my general, wasn't really too flattered by it. But I don't know. Someone loved it enough to pay over $800 for it, so off it went.
So he didn't call you back and go, what the f- or anything?
That five-star review, love you, thank you.
By the way, did you ever, and that's great. I think I asked you this before, but did you ever do a Control-Alt-Delete reset type thing, or what?
I don't think so. I think the only time that happened was after I did the Mars mod on it.
Did the noise started after the Mars mod?
I don't know. Because after I bought it from HRO, I brought it home and I didn't even turn it on. I just took all the screws out of the cover and went into the Mars mod, and then I powered it up.